Well, around Australia, domestic violence crisis centres are busy preparing for what is their busiest time of the year, the Christmas holidays. Thousands of mothers and their children seek help at this time of year, and crisis accommodation quickly fills up. Each year, the figures increase. In Victoria, the number of women and children requiring high security accommodation from the Family Violence Response Centre Safe Steps more than doubled between 2013 and 2015. And keep in mind, family violence isn't just physical or sexual abuse. It can be emotional and economic abuse as well, threatening and coercive behaviour. Well, Annette Gillespie is the CEO of Safe Steps. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us on RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Hamish.
First of all, can you tell me about the average number of calls that Safe Steps receives during the year, who's making those calls, and how much it escalates at this time of year?
Well, Hamish, we received 65,000 calls last year, which was an 11% increase on the previous year. And this year we're projecting that the calls to our service will exceed 90,000, which will represent 46% on the previous 2 years. So the largest number of women seeking support fall between the ages of 26 and 35 years. But 50% of all the people we provide accommodation to are under the age of 18. So we very much see our service as in the business of protecting children. Overall, most alarmingly, the most common age for someone to be placed in emergency accommodation at this time of year is just 1 year of age. And this is because they are at risk of immediate harm or death, and it's likely to be a child who is accompanying their mother. We know that this is consistent with the World Health Organization data, which identifies women are most likely to be at risk when they're pregnant or in that first year following the birth of a child.
And I know that over the Christmas holiday period, the number of calls you get a day increases to something like 300. How do you manage that?
Well, it's not easy, Hamish. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week service. We never close our doors, and we are often the only service available, particularly after hours. So we have a dedicated team of workers who are taking calls on average every 3 minutes. And of those calls, 65% will need immediate protection. So they will be brought into emergency accommodation with their children.
There's also an increase in the risk women face during this time of year. Can you just explain that for me, for people who are sort of unfamiliar with these kinds of trends and what tends to happen at this time of year?
So all risk factors increased this year on the previous year, but the highest increases were in the risk factors that contribute to serious harm or death. And these risk factors include stalking or the use of weapons, threats to kill, strangulation, and threats to harm or kill children. Of all the calls, as I said, the people seeking help required immediate attention. There were 65% of women that needed to be brought into emergency accommodation. Now, these risk factors in combination are the ones that are most concerning for us at this time of year, where women are being threatened that they will be harmed.
Sure. But what's going on at home that's kind of creating this? I guess that's what I'm trying to understand.
Sure. So we know that the primary driver of family violence is gender inequality, and it's based in situations where one partner or family member feels a sense of entitlement to have power over and control their intimate partner or family violence. So they use a systematic pattern of coercive behaviours to isolate, intimidate and create fear in their relationships with others. But as you said, Hamish, it's not always physical violence. It can include psychological, emotional, sexual, financial abuse. And at this time of year, there is often situations where women and children are encouraged to be more with their families. They have they are outside of the home more often. And that means that the person using the violent behaviour can feel more concerned that they're losing control over or are unable to keep the person isolated. Mm. That increases the sense of loss of control that they have.
I just want to sort of break down some of the jargon involved in this, though, because it's, you know, We're talking about something that's a very genuine issue for many families and many people that don't necessarily sort of speak in the language that's used in dealing with this. We're talking about families for prolonged periods away from home or in confined environments, maybe some grog involved, maybe stressful things going on around the table. Is that the sort of thing that we're discussing here?
Yes, well, we certainly see that wherever there are greater stress situations, where there are financial pressures, the use of alcohol, that we will see an increase in violent behaviours. But this is not because those factors drive the violent behaviour. It's because that there is violence already happening in the family, and that those factors accelerate the violence that's already occurring. When women are in situations where they perhaps have to have more contact with a partner because they're having contact with their children when they wouldn't normally in the holiday time. So it means that families are more together, that there's more exposure to violence for women and their children, and that they also are living with those issues that accelerate violence when it's already present in the family.
All right, we'll leave it there. Annette Gillespie, I know you and your teams have a lot of work ahead of you over the coming weeks, so we do wish you all the best with that.
Thank you, Hamish.
That's Annette Gillespie from Safe Steps. If you or someone you know needs help, call the 24/7 Family Violence Response Line. The number is 1-800-015-188. It is RN Breakfast. It is 18 minutes to 9.